Turn with me to Genesis in chapter 16. You know, God had already told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, I will make you a great nation. Very clear word, Genesis 12, 2. I will make you a great nation. And verse 7, Genesis 12. To your descendants, I will give this land. And God did give it to Abraham's descendants. It was a promise. He didn't promise his heaven to his descendants, but he said this land of Israel, which is called Israel today, I'll give it to your descendants, and God has kept his word. And so, here is a promise that God has given. In our case, the promise is, sin will not rule over you. Keep that in mind as we study this. Now, chapter 16, Sarah, Abraham's wife, had no children. Promise can't be fulfilled. How can your descendants own this land if you have no children? I don't have victory. So Sarah said to Abraham, now see, I don't have children. And we got to help God. God is in a tight situation now. We got to help him out somehow. Can you imagine the height of unbelief to think that God cannot open Sarah's womb? It's real unbelief. And so please take my servant girl whom we got from Egypt, verse 1, and it's Genesis 16, 1, Egyptian maid named Hagar. You can have children through her. And listen to these very sad words, very sad words. Chapter 16, verse 2, the last part. Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. Earlier, Abraham listened to the voice of God. Now he listened to the voice of his wife. Just like Adam, Abraham was another guy who listened to the voice of his wife. And so he had a child. And the name of that child was Ishmael. Verse 16, Genesis 16, verse 16. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him. Next sentence, Abraham was 99 years old. What's happening in those 13 years? Not a single sentence written about those 13 years. You know what? God was waiting for Abraham to say, even if I try, I can't have a child. That is the point at which we read in Romans 4, he looked at his own body, it was dead. At 86, in verse 16 of chapter 16, his body was not dead. He could produce a child and he could go on producing children through Hagar if he wanted. It is a picture of man's effort to try and keep God's promise. God has said, I will make your descendants a blessing. Okay, I'm going to produce those descendants who will be a blessing. God has said, I'll give you this land to your descendants. I'm going to produce those descendants. And he could do it. He produced an Ishmael. God said, okay, keep trying. It's not going to be accepted to me. And Abraham says in verse chapter 17, verse 18, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. You know what Ishmael is a picture of? Ishmael is the picture of that apparent victory that we get through our own effort. For example, you learn to control your tongue for a few days and say, oh, I got victory over anger. But it hasn't got out of your heart. And a few days later, you're losing your temper again. Oh, I say, that's just a slip up. Let me produce another Ishmael. You have to recognize, God has to wait. You know how God has to wait with different people? Here it was 13 years, not one sentence, between Genesis 16:16 and 17:1. You know, with Jacob, he had to wait 20 years before he could break him, dislocate his thigh and say, okay, now you'll be Israel. With Moses, he had to wait 40 years. With Abraham, he had to wait 13 years. What are they? Always the waiting is for making the fellow important. It took 13 years for Abraham to become important. I cannot produce a child. It took 20 years for Jacob living with his father-in-law and mother-in-law and sisters-in-law to recognize, I can't fulfill God's purpose. It took Moses 40 years staying with his father-in-law and his sisters-in-law to recognize, I'm useless. Then, at the age of 99, he comes to Abraham. And when Jacob has been broken, he says, now I'll make you Israel. And when Moses is broken, he says, now you'll be the deliverer. We must learn this lesson throughout. That's why God allowed Peter to fail 3 times. Because he was so proud. No, I'll never deny you. Okay, Peter, I'll teach you a lesson. Peter says, I can produce. What does he produce? An Ishmael. He says to a servant, small servant girl, I don't know Jesus. That was enough to humble Peter. He was broken. Then he could be filled with the Spirit and become a different man. And we can produce something in our own effort for Jesus. It looks like the victory other people are talking about in CFC. And we say, oh Lord, is this good enough? Genesis 17:18, oh that Ishmael might live before you. And God says, no. Have you heard God say no to you? To the yoga type of control you had over your anger, where you control your tongue, and with a great effort you accomplished something in some area, an Ishmael. You say, oh Lord, is this acceptable? And God says, no. That's just your own effort. You get the credit for it. And the proof of it is that you look down on other people who lose their temper. That is, you know, whenever you overcome some sin and you look down at another person who falls into the same sin, you can be absolutely sure that that victory you have is an Ishmael. Why? Because you say, I accomplished something and that guy cannot. Okay. It's an Ishmael. And try to present it to God and you think God has accepted it. He hasn't. He says, that's the result of your own self-control. It's Buddhism, it is yoga. Look at your heart. Man looks on the outward appearance and gives you credit for looking like a victorious Christian. But God looks at the heart. He says, you're no different from anybody else. I see you've got partiality in your heart. You already got zero. I see that somebody you cannot stand. You got zero. You may boast about your external, what you think is CFC standard or whatever it is, but God says you got zero. God says, no, I won't accept it. And now, finally, you know, we read in Genesis 21, verse 1, the Lord took note of Sarah and gave her the seed he promised, and Sarah conceived. Genesis 21:2. And in his old age, just as God had spoken to him. It's a wonderful thing when we can experience that. God has said sin will not rule over you. And it happens. Or like it says in Hebrews 8:11, I will write my law in your mind and in your heart. I will put my law in your mind and write it in your heart. That's not your effort. That is God doing something. That is in Isaac.